This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started on Republican National Convention Day number one, I found an interesting poll that came out yesterday from Rasmussen about the Democratic Convention. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Last week's Democratic National Convention made history because it delivered a poll bump for President Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. The Washington Examiner and other media outlets noticed a Rasmussen poll that showed Trump's approval rating at the beginning of the week was 47%. At the end of the week, it was 51%. It went up 4%. Now, one of the reasons was probably because this is what the people that were in the poll complained about when it came to the Democrats. Number one complaint, 34.72%, that they ignored the riots and violence in the Democratic-led cities.
Absolutely. How many times did we hear different Democrat politicians not refer to those disturbances?
Everyone.
As riots?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Never heard a word.
Yeah.
But here's the...
Okay, go ahead.
But here's the second one, and there was two of them tied for number two. Offered depressing take on America, that turned people off. Overdid the Bush-Trump or Bash-Trump tactic, that turned people off. And then the third one, number three, was omitted under God from the pledge. That's what ticked the people off.
Yep. All those things, you know, they're big turnoffs to Americans, and you kick God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, come on. That just exposes really who they are, and that totally differentiates them from the average American, from the Republicans and the Republican platform. And therefore, you're going to turn off a lot of folks. You kick God out, and you're going to kick a lot of people out. So,
mm-hmm. Well, last night was the opening night, of course, the battle for the soul of America. What was your take? What inspired you the most of what you saw or heard?
What I liked so much about it is not only did we have good political speakers like Tim Scott and many others, the regular people that also were interspersed within, you know, the speakers. The McCloskeys and people of that ilk, but standing up for the right to bear arms and they gave very good account of themselves, and the positive stories, the positive the view on America and the possibilities of our future. It's totally the opposite of what we saw during the Democratic Convention.
Well,
I was inspired. Kimberly
Guilfoyle and Donald Trump Jr. absolutely hit it out of the park. They were excited. They got everybody going. I heard people saying, man, I didn't know Kimberly could be that excitable, but she got it going.
Oh, yeah, she was really going at it, man. I loved it. Everyone I saw did a good job. And the main thing is that they were all positive when it came to our country. And when they talked about problems, they were ensconced within solutions.
But there's
not just bashing. There were solutions to the problems, and there was hope.
Yep. But there's one little problem. There's one little problem. Our friends over at CNN forgot something. This is what the headline. This is what the headline is: Trump's convention offers misleading portrait of his presidency.
Oh God. Well, that statement was misleading.
I don't know what they were watching, but I thought everything they said was excellent and right in line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and very truthful. All of the things that the achievements of the Trump administration that were listed were factual. Those things actually did happen. And the only reason why we had the economic downturn was because of the Corona China virus. And the economy is coming back where it's being allowed to come back in states where you have, like yours and Texas and to a degree in Ohio and others, the economy is actually growing and jobs are coming back by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
So not all bad.
Hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards Experience. That's a show you can hear. We'll tell you how to hear that here in a little bit. But Kenosha on fire, literally on fire. Four major fires set last night. 150 National Guardsmen on the street backing up the police. And the people were just running all over town last night. Young, old, whatever they were, the protesters are just running all over town. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And while the factories were out slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan went on a buying spree. Dave Moss went out, and now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss has one of the largest selections anywhere in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team. Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, why don't you try the Moss Service Departments? Because the You Serve, You Save program that applies to all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and pastors and faith workers, too, gives you a 20% discount on any service work done at a Moss Acura or Moss Nissan dealership. And don't forget, you get a significant discount on your new or pre-owned vehicle that you're looking at to buy. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now 11001 Florida Avenue in Tampa at Moss Acura and Moss Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. When you do that, guess what? $500 comes off the vehicle you're looking at. So there you go. All right, back to Ron Edwards, and Flip's going nuts in the sideline here.
All right. Good morning, Flip.
Yep. Now, not to be outdone, but the Kenosha situation has really gotten bad. We've got about 150 National Guardsmen there. They're doing a backup support role because they can't be up front, unfortunately. The governor may call up some more. I saw people last night all night long because they kept showing the cameras all night long, just literally running from one end of town to the other and back and forth. And four major fires set last night. It's a wonder somebody hasn't been seriously hurt or killed the way they're doing this. And by the way, stealing mattresses out of a furniture store, lamps, that sort of thing. I mean, and just running away. I don't know what you're going to do with a mattress over your head. Do you?
Well, you know what? You just can't help it. It's called the can't help it. They when someone gets shot by the police, you just go nuts, and you got to steal something. You got to burn something. You got to beat somebody up. That's what happens when, I guess that's their excuse. When someone gets shot by the police, you can't help but destroy the town you live in.
Well, I want to know what he had in his hand, number one, when he ran back to the car where the two cops both had their guns drawn, chasing him around the side of the car. And then he reached down to grab something. I don't know what he was reaching to grab. And I wish they would, if it's a gun, I wish they'd put it out there.
Reveal it, yeah.
Yeah, and if they got a body cam, I wish they'd show what it was that took place, because that just might cause cooler heads to prevail here.
Yeah, I don't know. People are going to do what they want to do. The criminal element is come out of the woodworks, and any excuse they get, they don't want to burn the town they live in. I mean, little Kenosha. I've been there. I mean, it's a nice little.
Me too.
I thought it was a nice.
I'm shocked this is going on there.
Yeah, but I swear that there are outsiders involved in these things, and that they're strategically placed and they're ready to go.
Well, you're right.
Whenever something like this happens, boom, instantly, and it's not all. Just the natives. There's many outsiders that are there already available. It's like rioters available for you.
Yeah,
whenever it happens.
You're right. And as I told Denise Simon earlier, I said I wouldn't be surprised if these people came out of Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because Madison's very liberal.
Oh yeah, like Ann Arbor, Michigan. I mean, they're like twin cities philosophically. There's got to be something that can be done to put the fear of God in these people. They used to riot like this on college campi in the 1960s. And when they put a few lead pellets in the rioters, it stopped immediately. Mm-hmm. There were no more. So they've got to figure out something they can do today that can stop the madness, because we cannot afford to have all of our cities burned up to a crisp like this. That's another way to destroy the economy. When you destroy businesses throughout cities, you make it impossible to exercise economic activity. And what happens? You have more economic slowdown. We got to stop this stuff.
That's their goal, Ron. That's their goal. Because
I know, but but what I'm saying, forget their goal. I'm talking about there's a way to stop it when we have to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about something that I heard last night, because I heard this last week at the Democratic convention in just the opposite way that Donald Trump said it. First of all, the Democrats like sanctuary cities, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They want the illegal immigrants that are here in this country to be made legal citizens, correct?
Absolutely.
And they want more illegals to be allowed in, correct?
Absolutely.
They also want all of them to be eligible for taxpayer-funded welfare, health care, and, oh, yeah, get free college tuition, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Well, the Republicans last night said, one of their policies, no more sanctuary cities, no more human trafficking networks. They will be, in fact, dismantled. Illegal immigrants will be blocked from becoming eligible for taxpayer-funded welfare, health care, and free college tuition. And I felt like jumping up and cheering.
I did cheer. That's common sense. You've got to protect your national sovereignty. You have to protect and remain, have the resources available for the actual citizens there, and if need be, for legal immigrants. But these illegal border crossers should be punished. In my opinion, the first time you kick them out, the second time they should be arrested and put in jail for a little time, a good time, maybe a few years, to make it miserable for them when they come over here illegally, because they're a drain on the system, and many of them come over here and do physical harm to American citizens and our property.
Yeah.
And so something has to be done quickly. You cannot maintain a nation, especially one like this, with the flood of illegal border crossers who are coming here not to become Americans, not to assimilate, but rather to turn America into the crap hole from which they came at the behest of the Democrats who want to change this republic.
Well, I heard something good also said by the Republicans last night. They will end its reliance on China and bring back 1 million manufacturing jobs. I hope they start with the pharmaceutical industry.
Decoupling. Well, they have to make the incentives even better for companies to relocate here, and also make it available so that companies can grow here that have started here already, new companies to take their place. And you also have to continue to stand up to China when they're cheating. And I like the president's idea of decoupling. I've thought this for years, which is just leave them the hell alone. We were doing quite well before we opened up trade with China, and we can do so again without them. We don't need them. It's not that important. They're not that important. Before they got into the World Trade Organization, their economy was basically flatlining. They're not inventive people like the Japanese and the Germans. They're nothing but thieves. They cannot create on their own. They depend upon, they're like leeches. They're a giant parasite. And what they're doing now is turning around and becoming abusive around the world. The prosperity that they have gained by engaging with the United States has done nothing but turn them into more powerful enemies.
Hang on a second. I'm going to try to take a quick call here. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, well, good evening.
All right, you got about 30 seconds. You're going to run out of time. Go for it.
Well, the illegal that are coming here with vocational skills, where our schools, they have taken out wood shop, metal shop, auto mechanics, all these other different trade teaching curriculum that would be useful to those who can't go to college because they don't have that record, that the grade averages to get into college. You go to these other countries, you don't go to school or college unless you are your grade.
Okay.
I'm married.
Thank you very much, Mel. I got to let you go because we're running out of time here. Okay, and Ron, go ahead and answer that real quick.
I heard some of it, but I
well, he's talking about the skills they possess is something that they've been taught in the countries they come from. The metalworking and the woodworking and all that. You know, they learn that over there. That's part of what they learn to do. Whereas over here, the kids aren't learning that anymore.
Yeah, they need to get back to that because not everybody wants to go to college.
All right, we got to let you go. You're going to get cut off, and I'll see you on Thursday morning. And there goes the computer, and there goes Ron Edwards. And I'll be right back with Brooke. I'll be back with Brooke. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a good time.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, the very first traffic copter girl that ever was on the Howard Stern Show. That's Donna Fiducia before she went on to Fox News to be an anchor at Fox News. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van windshield that you've got. Now, remember, here in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim, too. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Alrighty, here she is, that little red firebrand known as Brooke Talks America, Brooke Emery. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Things in this great country that we live in are so great because we live in this great democracy, right?
No, it's a republic.
Thank you. You know why I said that? All I heard last week was democracy, democracy, democracy. And I just got a call from one of our friends up in Atlanta that was reminding me that, you know, the socialists are up there with the democracy word, and that's all they seem to be able to say. They don't get it. Oh, they get it. They get it all right. But we're watching what we're watching with the Republican National Convention, and they were doing the liberals were doing fact checks for everybody that got up there and talked, and nobody was telling the truth according to them.
Well, no, but I have to say, you know, I was watching. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was doing some other stuff. I watched Herschel Walker's speech. I watched Vernon Jones. One of the things, obviously, and forever, see, this always has to be premised with the fact that everything that you're seeing in front of you today, okay, and now until the election, is all about the black vote. I know that it may sound, you know, extreme, but that's really what it's all about. They're fact-checking. They cannot fact-check what Kim Klasick, Herschel Walker, and Vernon Jones said. They can say some stuff, but the people that were watching it, those speakers and different things are not to convince the unconvincible. It's to convince the people that are on the edge and the people that are watching their cities burn down, their people get murdered, and the Democrats that they've been voting for over 50 years and saying, there's something not right here, you know, we don't want to, you know, we may not want to admit that we, you know, that the Democrats are the problem or something like that, but that's really what a lot of that stuff is about. You mark my words, that's what all of this, you know, ride-in stuff is couched in. So that was incredibly effective. I mean, Herschel Walker was, like, so nice and so sweet, and Vernon Jones, like, lit it up like a bonfire. So did Kim Klasick. I mean, the video had already gone viral last week. You know, she's a beautiful woman. She's talking about Baltimore. They have been voting Democrat for 53 years. Chicago's a nightmare. You know, Oakland's a nightmare. All of these places where Democrats, you know, have the vote on lock, especially in the black community, they have to be saying, you know, this is not working. Anyways.
Okay, I got to stop you for a second there. We just received an update here from the National Hurricane Center. The storm, which is currently Tropical Storm Laura, will become a hurricane later today, and there's enough time for this storm to become a Category 3 major hurricane before it goes ashore sometime late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning along the Texas-Louisiana border. So please, you people up there on I-10, you people up there in those areas, be prepared. And I know we've got a lot of affiliates that are right there ringed around that area, so please be careful. All right, back to what we're talking about here. What is going on with Jerry Falwell?
Oh, my gosh. I really, you know, in and of itself, maybe the picture, you know, the only thing I've seen so far is that stupid picture. Maybe that's not, like, a huge deal. But, I mean, it's so stupid that he would make, that he would do that picture under any circumstance whatsoever, you know. And I also, if you notice where his hand is in the picture on the girl, not appropriate. I mean, this is the thing. You know, this is the thing that bothers me with some of this stuff. It's like, if you're out there, you know, if you're a Christian and you're under the banner of Christianity, and you're, especially when you have a school, you better be living up to it. You better be Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. That's all I have to say, because this is people, Christians do more to damage the Christian faith by doing stupid stuff like this and then moralizing to other people, just like the left does.
Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to be getting tested now for coronavirus.
They should be tested for mental illness. I don't see the big deal about that. Everybody's tested. Of course, they're going to be tested.
No, but if you remember right, we heard Biden go, I'm being tested all the time for everything. I get so many tests. Yeah, right. You never got tested for nothing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not sure why that's news. Like, I imagine they're probably getting tested together. I mean, because they're going to be spending time together. He's been cloistered down in his basement, so he hasn't had to worry about that.
But now he's at his beach house on the Delaware River.
Oh, my God, these people. You know, think about the difference in the two situations. You know, first of all, I don't know why they're not complaining that he has a second house. All of these Democrats want to redistribute the wealth, but they all have two and three houses, including, you know, Comrade Bernie. So that's something I don't understand how they get away with.
Okay.
But the other thing is just Think about how the conventions are so different. One is this cloistered cadre of weirdos with gloom and doom and everything, mm-hmm. trying to foist this, you know, weird society on us, and the Republicans are just normal people mm-hmm. talking like normal okay. people. So people are seeing yep. the difference.
Now, we now hear that more than 1,000 delegates voted against the DNC platform. To begin with, it was just the squad that had done it. Now we hear it's more than 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I heard that because it's not far left enough.
Right.
Which is, I guess some of the delegates were, you know, Bernie voters, so they're not far enough. I don't understand who they're selling this to and who really wants this, but let them, mm-hmm. I say let them have at it. Although it's kind of scary because the same delegate type of people are the ones that are burning Kenosha down and everywhere else. So
now,
I don't really know.
Now I'm skipping over something here so I can get up here to New York State, and the Manhattan District Attorney is putting a delay on going on subpoenas putting out a subpoena for Donald Trump's taxes. I wonder what that's all about.
Well, timing probably. They're probably going to do it closer to the election, I guess. I don't know.
By
Between
the way,
is that Letitia James?
Yeah, that's Vance, Cyrus Vance Jr.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there's a video out of her, what she's doing. It's just a harassment
yeah.
campaign.
She's the New York State Attorney General.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Well, they're both awful, but there's a new video of her out joking about suing his.
Well,
you know.
Let's go over to what's going to be happening this weekend that you're in the middle of, Little Miss Trucker.
Yes, always a reminder. So during this time, America has been, you know, a lot of people have gotten credit, and they should, the healthcare workers and everything. The truckers have saved America. They always do. Whenever you're driving on any kind of major expressway, it's truckers, truckers, truckers. They bring us our stuff. The phone I'm talking on was brought by a trucker. The couch I'm sitting on was brought by a trucker. The coffee I just drank, same. So we need to show our appreciation to them because I think you know, maybe even more than any other group, they've saved America from being at complete civil war right now because we're all, you know, fat, happy, and comfortable with our stuff during this time. So I'm having a Thank the Truckers rally at Flying J in Sefner, and it's Saturday at 10 a.m., and we're just, you know, going to get out and, you know, wave some signs, not a really big technical deal, and thank the truckers. Now, if you're not in the area and you want to thank the truckers from where you are, mm-hmm. what would be great is I have a Facebook page. It's called America Thanks the Truckers Rally, August 29th. You can either put a picture on there with a message or put a video of yourself with a message. Say from where you are and then just put a message thanking the truckers. You know, if you're a business owner, you should thank the truckers because they bring your stuff. You know, restaurant, even the gloves in the hospital, okay? Everything that's taken is from a trucker. So they really deserve our love and respect, and that's what I'm going to do, you know, and I hope people will go out there. The first 15 people will get a free shirt.
Should I put a picture of my old Peterbilt on it I used to have?
Yes, Matt, of course.
All right, well, we got to go, so we'll let you go. And your show is Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on this station, so you have a great day.
You too. God bless. Take care. God bless, troops.
All righty. That's Brooke from Brook Talks America, brooktalksamerica.com, the website. Go on over there and check out the Facebook page for the American Truckers Celebration coming up Saturday, 10 a.m., at the Flying J in Sefner. Now, if you don't know where Sefner is, that's right here on I-4. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Tuesday, we've got a small craft advisory out there. It'll be breezy all day long. Winds will start out 15 to 20 knots. That means we could have speeds up to 30 miles an hour out there. Seas will be 4 to 6 foot. It'll be choppy and just plain rough. The Gulf water temperature is at 88. The bay water temperature is at 86. We have our high tide coming at 6:52. Our low tide will be this afternoon at 2:44 p.m. And it's going to be one of those days you're not going to go out and go boating because it's just going to be too rough to do it. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, of course, has 232 locations all across the country. But we have the largest one right here in Tampa Bay with over 500 boats and 29 locations and more coming, I might add. By the way, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. So, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work of owning the boat. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now all you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM, their number again, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember to tell them the captain sent you and take a tour of one of their ports. Take a tour of one of their ports, whether it's the one over on Tyson or wherever else. But stop on by and see what they have to offer. You'll be glad you did. And you're going to like the Freedom Boat Club. It's very reasonable, practical, and I'm sure you're going to have a ball out there doing what you do on the water. And again, this is not the day to get out on the water because of the fact that it's really going to be rough. Now, some interesting things going on here. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, we've had quite an interesting night there. Four major fires were set that I know of. A riot, of course, people running all over town and whatnot. And let's go on over here to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. My fellow Americans, tonight you saw the Republican response here to the Democrat Party. What can we call them? Dumb and dumber? I mean, let me tell you what this election is about. This election is about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or lawlessness and not. Okay, this is what's happening in our city. That what's happening in Portland is coming to a city near you. What's happening in Wisconsin is coming to a city near you. What's happening in Chicago, where these mayors aren't lifting a finger, and every day 50 to 100 people get shot in Chicago, and Lori Lightfoot doesn't care. Okay, this your Democrat, no. Okay, this is about lawlessness. And or standing up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's about law and order, okay? Who does everything in an orderly fashion, okay? This is about your career. This is about your kids. This is about our military. This is about our cops, okay? This is about everything that America is about. You know, the NFL used to be, you know, America's team and America, and they would pride out, they would parade out that, you know, our military, and they would have, you know, an unbelievable. Now they're taking a knee for our flag. I pray to God that you stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's under attack. I pray that you stand up for America, what it's founded on. And I pray that you, no matter what you do, you get out and you vote and you bring 10 people to vote for the Republican Party and the Republican ticket and put Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of these clowns to bed. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Captain. Stand up for our country. Peace.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. Now, here's the thing. It is all about numbers. It is all about voting. And we have a serious choice to make this time around. And anybody with a brain in their head, when Joe Biden fails to condemn the rioting, the shootings, and they don't even mention it during their convention, especially when it's happening in blue cities with blue mayors in blue states, then that ought to mean lots to you. And, of course, I know to a certain extent it did because I've got a poll here that I just read you. The number one reason the Democrats are not going anywhere, number one reason is because during their convention, they ignored the riots and violence in the Democratic-led cities. 34.72% of the people polled in a national poll answered it that way. Think about that. That's not me. That's this poll. And it's a Rasmussen's Reports poll, which also, by the way, I'll give you the rest of it here. The number two answer, which was a tie between the depressing take on America, 17.46%, and overdoing the bash Trump tactic, same number, 17.46%. Then the fact they omitted under God and the pledge, 13.47%. Then failing to back the blue, 6.45%. Then protected Joe Biden from the press, that was 5.31%. And then bored the pants off their audience, that was 5.12%. So the number one reason that the Democrats didn't accomplish a bounce or a bump from their convention was because they ignored the riots and violence in the Democrat-led cities. The people aren't stupid. They know what's going on. They know what's going on. And oh, by the way, this final portion here of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, remember, here's what President Trump and Vice President Pence are promising to put you and your family first every day and what they will do for you. This is what was said last night. They'll create more jobs, cut taxes, protect American jobs. The coronavirus will be eradicated. America will end its reliance on China and bring back 1 million manufacturing jobs. Insurance premiums will be lowered. Social Security and Medicare will be protected. Prescription drug prices will be cut, and pre-existing conditions will be covered. School choice will be provided to every child in America. The money will follow the child. We will drain the swamp by passing congressional term limits. Law enforcement will be fully funded. No more sanctuary cities. Human trafficking networks will be dismantled, and illegal immigrants will be blocked from becoming eligible for taxpayer-funded welfare, health care, and free college tuition. And we will establish a permanently manned presence on the moon and send the first manned mission to Mars. And finally, they'll stop endless wars and bring our troops home. That's what the Republicans want to do. Check that out with what the Democrats want to do and the 88 nights of rioting in Portland. Check all that out and then get back to me. In the meantime, I'll see y'all today. We're going to go have lunch at the Mission Barbecue. Be over there at noontime to 1:30. The gang will be over there, and anybody else wants to stop by, see you there, West Waters Avenue. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.